Hello, my name is Elizabeth Berlin, and I will be reading for you an excerpt from my short story, The Second Sun, published in the winter edition of Calyx in 2015. The story was inspired by an experience I had about 15 years ago when I was new to teaching. At that time, I was just beginning to understand the emotional process many parents struggle through when a child of theirs is diagnosed with a profound disability. Here now is my excerpt from The Second Sun. At 7:45 a.m., Joe backed the Corvette from the driveway, his wiggling 8-year-old son, a prisoner, in a seatbelt beside him. The boy smiled and babbled to himself between bouts of loud and wet finger-sucking. As the car grumbled away from the house, Marianne rushed out the front door, tripping down the steps in the pink terry-cloth robe he hated. The thing was maternal, not sexy, but she wore it anyway because she listened to what he said and did the opposite. Though she was Catholic, a good Catholic woman, she was also a ballbuster. Why did he lust after ball-busting women? "Cupcakes!" she screamed, waving her arms at him, crazy broad, her short blonde hair on end from bed. "The cupcakes!" What the hell cupcakes? For whom or what? He didn't have time to find out. His wife thought he was delivering RJ directly to school. He was, and he wasn't. The detour was a new miracle hit, a cure for his malfunctioning son. The red upholstery of the Corvette had long ago absorbed Joe's aftershave so that the interior was permanently deodorized. There was barely room for his long legs, but so what? He loved the car, and it had been his for almost 9 years. He'd splurged on it with his entire year-end bonus after Joe Jr.'s death. It was part of a buying spree his wife still annoyingly tagged his grieving. Bullshit, grieving. He had simply done what he'd always done, pursued an objective, the same as bagging Marianne as his wife. That hadn't changed about him. 33 when the first Joe Jr. died, almost 43 now, and with a clear vision of the new Joe Jr., the second son, and what he must become. He was still grieving, his loopy wife insisted. She was 5'6", had been an All-American miler at Michigan State, their alma mater. He'd been a sprinter and an inconsistent performer, but had wanted her then because he admired her like hell. She'd been the only woman in his life able to match him. Her social circle is big, her sarcasm is acid, her sex is uninhibited. She'd lost much of her fire since the death, was softer now, the edges of her words more rounded. Still, he had yet to meet anyone as mentally tough, and lately he clung to that quality in her. She probably knew. She always knew.